This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You might still be finishing up some Thanksgiving leftovers or even looking ahead to your next holiday menu, but our festive meals every year could look a lot different in the future as climate change continues to affect our plants and animals. Will the environment be less friendly toward turkey, potatoes, and pumpkin pie? And what could replace them on our tables? Well, here to let us know is reporter Jessica Wolfram, who wrote an article on this in the Washington Post. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start with the main course. It sounds like turkey or pretty much any kind of bird could be less accessible as the climate changes. Why is that?
Yeah, you know, the Thanksgiving turkey, it's this iconic centerpiece of the Thanksgiving table. And I will say that because this idea of having a huge bird on the table is so ingrained, experts I spoke with don't think it's going away anytime soon. But at the same time, I think consumers are increasingly aware of the meat and dairy industry's heavy carbon footprint. And turkeys are also vulnerable to warming weather. We've already seen in some cases poultry farmers moving away from coastlines in the southeast due to intensifying hurricanes. And others are building more sophisticated housing and enclosures to buffer against some of these extreme weather events. So while no one I spoke with thinks turkeys will completely disappear in the near term, we wanted to present a variety of alternatives to turkey, whether that looks like plant-based meats or cell-grown meats or even invasive species like wild boar, which are becoming more abundant in a warming world.
And what might make a good substitute then for turkey?
Sure. Well, I mentioned wild boar, otherwise known as feral pigs. These are considered an invasive species and have rapidly expanded across the United States. And eating wild boar isn't completely far-fetched. You know, in Tuscany, wild boar has long been considered a highly prized game species. And here in the United States, there's actually a Texas chef who's sort of taking on the plague of hogs in his state by offering up, you know, wild boar chorizo and sausages. And so we featured wild boar as this whole roast to substitute in for that huge turkey.
You're also reporting that some ingredients might thrive under climate change. We might get dishes that are actually easier to make, like truffle mashed potatoes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, climate change is already creating an uneven balance sheet of ecological winners and losers. So we wanted to showcase how some of these climate winners could end up on our plates. So for example, climate change is expanding the range of some truffles, which are now starting to be cultivated further north. So we included a truffle mashed potato dish in our reporting. Jellyfish swarms also appear to be increasing in more acidic environments. So we presented our readers with the jellyfish salad as a possible side dish.
And that's the one that has marshmallows and things in it like that?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Sounds delicious.
And how far in the future are we looking here? Should we be worried about losing our favorite dishes completely in the coming years?
You know, I don't think we can say for certain whether or not any of these foods will completely disappear. I think our holiday favorites are here for a while, but we wanted to show that, you know, this is a complicated dynamic. Agriculture stands to be impacted by climate change, but it is also a driver of climate change. So I think that the reporting really shows that there's not going to be sort of a one-size-fits-all solution for our agricultural systems or our individual diets. The reporting was really meant not to be prescriptive, but really trying to present, you know, the possibilities of a future food system.
Jessica Wolfram is a climate reporter for the San Francisco Examiner. Her article in the Washington Post is called "What's on the Thanksgiving Table in a Hotter, Drier World." This is WBEZ.